Welcome back to our podcast. Today we're going to be discussing our thoughts and feelings on The Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger. First question we're going to talk about is how the book ended. How do you feel about it?
I mean, I thought it was really not good. There was only one page of the whole chapter, and normally I'm used to, like, multiple pages.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, and I also didn't feel like he said anything else. It was kind of just like, oh, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it was and a really, it was a blunt cutoff of, like, his life. It just felt like it was unfinished in a way.
Yeah. And, like, I guess that's a symbol is what we're all talking about in class. But, like, at the same time, it's kind of just like, I want to know more, you know?
Yeah. So how do you feel about Holden, the character himself?
I didn't like him much, not gonna lie, but, I mean, there were some moments where I could kind of relate, like, what he was dealing with kind of wasn't that abnormal from what I guess everyone else kind of deals with. Like, he gets upset really easily, and I'm also really impatient, so I kind of understand, like, oh, it's hard to be patient with people, and it's hard to, like, do that kind of stuff, but I at least try to seem like I'm patient, so I don't seem rude. And he kind of just does stuff regardless of whether or not he's rude or not, you know?
I didn't really like the character either, but I think it's because he does stuff out of the ordinary, and he doesn't really have a reason for anything. Mm-hmm. And I feel like everything you do, you should have a reason for doing it. And so when he does stuff that's, like, weird, but also doesn't have an explanation for it, it just seems really odd, and I don't really like that, so.
Yeah, and he, like, he did weird, like, not weird things, but he kind of did things without, like, how do I explain this?
He just did it, and, like, he didn't know why he did it either.
Like, when he yelled at Sally, he was kind of just, like, I guess he was upset with her, but he didn't have to say, oh, you're a royal pin in my butt.
Yeah.
Like, straight up. Because it made her cry, and then he thought the whole thing was funny, and I was like, bro, that's not okay.
It's just, he does rude things, and he finds them to be funny, or, like, he does stuff, and he just finds them to be funny, even though they're super mean, or, like, rude things to do.
And he also, he yelled at Phoebe, and then he said he wanted to make her cry.
Yeah.
And I
was like, it was unreasonable, and it was just,
it's,
I don't
just
know.
Mean.
Yeah.
It's, like, I guess he's, like, dealing with something right now, but you,
his brain just thinks differently.
Yeah.
And, like,
that's the one thing I can't relate to.
Yeah.
Like, I can relate to some things, but that just, I don't know, being mean to people, like, on
he's
purpose.
Like a, he's like a sadist. He, like, just loves when people are just not
in distress.
Not just having a great time. So, yeah. Okay.
Okay, next question is, how do you think, or rather, why do you think Holden dealt with the situations he did in the way that he did?
I feel like he did that because, again, he probably doesn't have a reason behind things that he does. And so he just does whatever he wants to do and doesn't really think about other people's feelings. So if something bad were to happen, he doesn't really think ahead of how the other person might feel about it. He just kind of does it and just hopes that he doesn't get in trouble. Well, he actually doesn't even care that he gets in trouble, but, like, he just does it without thinking about other people's feelings and kind of not really thinking ahead of the situation.
I kind of think it's more of he doesn't have experience in dealing with those situations. And, like, when he was younger, he was neglected. He didn't really have a connection with his family. And so they didn't really teach him much of how to deal with certain situations. Like us, we would have our parents to tell us, oh, you shouldn't do this, or oh, you should do that. Or, like, just certain things that we kind of were taught how to do and how to, like, I don't know. Holden's just, he didn't have that, so he just doesn't understand what's right and what's wrong, and that's probably why he's done a lot of the things he does and why he's thought of it, like, in addition to him having his mental illness. But, it's really sad, because, I don't know, without having my family, it would kind of just be really...
Because he's just kind of, like, going through life by himself, and, like, he's just literally trying to experience being an adult by himself, and that's, like, really hard to do. Even, like, going through, like, teenage years by yourself is hard. Like,
it's basically what happened, like, his whole life.
Yeah.
Just been, like, I mean, he's, like, learned to adapt to that, and the certain things that he's dealt with, he's figured, oh, this is right, and whatever, like...
But, like, if I feel like if no one tells you what's right or wrong, you'll have a wrong mindset. If, like, especially because he has, like, a mental illness, it's going to be hard for him to know what's right and what's wrong because his, you know, brain, like, perceives things in different ways. And so, like, I feel like what he sees may be different than what the person actually feels. So he could even be learning that in the wrong sense.
Yeah.
So, next question. What do you think about Holden's relationship with the people in his life?
I think he has a really nice relationship with Phoebe, just because they're always so close, and she's so excited to see him all the time, and it seems like Phoebe's kind of the reason why he's kind of able to keep it together. Like, he wants to do certain things for her. He even bought her a disc that ended up breaking, but she still kept the pieces, which is really sweet. Like, it's not really the object she wants, it's just the fact that it's from Holden, she finds that, like... whoa, yes, I love this already. Like, it doesn't matter what it is. Like, she probably get, like, a coin from him. And she'd be like, wow, I'm keeping this forever and ever.
She really looks up to Holden. I think even, like, if he drops out of school and stuff, she still looks up to him. Even though she knows it's, like, a wrong thing to do, she, like, still respects him so much and, like, just loves him for him. Yeah.
She said, like, oh, father's gonna kill you. And
yeah.
But going into his father, I don't think, like, they talked much about him or his mom.
Yeah.
Just said that she was really, like, paranoid and worried about everything.
And she was really sad about, like, she's, like, been depressed about Allie.
Yeah.
And that's really about it.
With her family, And Allie, I kind of want to talk about him because he was kind of another reason why Holden was able to keep it together until he died.
Yeah.
And then he got one... I wonder if that's what caused his mental illness. Like,
Because I feel like before that he was still, like, sane because he was happy, and then the second, like, he died, right? He was, like, in the garage and, like, hurt himself,
like,
and, like,
broke all the mirrors.
Yeah,
the windows. Sorry.
Yeah, and then so I feel like that could have been a cause of his mental illness because of such, like, a huge, like, I don't know, just difference in his life after Allie's death.
Yeah.
And probably after that, his brother was gone too, right? He went off to Hollywood, right? So I feel like, just all so much change has happened that it just kind of changed his brain a lot.
His brain was, like, not able to keep it.
Yeah.
He was like, oh gosh, wait, no. And his brother, like, he still loves his brother.
Yeah.
Like, he said that he was his favorite author. So... despite him going to Hollywood and him saying, like, oh my gosh, I, like, hate him or whatever, he's a jerk, but he really kind of cares for him. It's kind of like what I'd say with my brother. Like, I'll joke about me hating him, but, like, I really don't.
Yeah.
Like, I actually look up to him a lot. So, maybe it's something like that.
Yeah. So, what about, like, his friends?
Like, Jane, the one that he talks about all the time and then doesn't actually call. I feel like she's fake. Like, that she doesn't exist, you know?
I feel like she's all made up in Holden's brain. But, like, there's evidence, or not really evidence, but, like, there's talk that Stradlater went on a date with Jane, right? But, like,
he didn't remember her name, so it was, like, it could have been someone, like, he said Jean?
Yeah,
Jean
or something.
Jean.
And, like,
John.
And, like, I don't know, I feel like...
because, like, he never actually talked to her, so we don't have any evidence that she actually does exist.
Yeah.
Like, he was always like, oh, I'll talk to her now, and then he never actually went down. And we don't even know if that was Jane in the car with Stradlater.
Yeah.
It could have been someone else.
Or another Jane.
Or, someone completely different.
Yeah.
And, I don't know.
And I feel like all, like, that, him putting off talking to Jane or calling Jane is another, like, symbol. Like, maybe him not wanting to... I feel like fear something, or I feel like not something that he doesn't want to deal with at the moment, but also kind of running away from, which may not necessarily be his childhood, but something that he has in his brain, again, like another mental illness, about how he fears his mental illness and doesn't really want to talk about it, so he keeps putting it off.
Ooh.
So I feel like that's another thing.
Yeah.